All right, so I got a little bit of apology I need to do, but
uh-oh.
Well, and we've all had it happen. We've all had it happen. We go out into the world, and we leave this world. And in this world, hacking on each other is just from the minute we arrive to the minute we go home. How many times have we had our wives say, "Hey, hey, I'm not the guys. Don't come home raising on me."
Right.
Okay.
We don't do it as much on the days that Greg's not here.
Right. You know, I get some specific. Hey, I'm not your brother.
You okay. You know what Greg told me this morning? He calls me Kiva.
Yeah, if you wear your Kiva dude.
Yeah. And he started the whole bit about, what if your name was Kiva?
Oh, right. Right.
And you were Bill Kiva Bussy.
Yeah.
And it was Kiva and Rick and Kiva. Well, you know, he'll run the whole idea out.
Well, the rotation of that shirt, it may be your new name.
Kiva, about once a week.
Yeah, Kiva comes on in.
It's in the top five.
Yeah. But so.
Stand by, salmon's coming.
Oh, I love old salmon shirt.
That's a Friday.
Makes me hungry when I'm trying to do better. So I was, you know, I've tried to do better. And like I said, talking about Greg when he did the run this past weekend, you know, for a great organization. I said to him, I can't really make fun of you because at my age now, like when I go to try to move around and work out, I'm to the point now where not like people pull for you. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody calls your name anymore. Good for you, sir. You know, and so there's younger people and all this, and we've got a couple old guys that when we, you know, we can't go every day because our bodies can't take it.
But you try to latch together.
And I told Bubba that if I don't take that one of these cramp supplements, these Highlands cramp, and they're not from Highlands Church, they're called Highlands, and you can get them, you know, at the drugstore. That's the brand name.
Well, now you've done
it. And it's got quotes from Pastor Chris on the bottom.
It has some encouraging notes from Chris Hodges. You know, good luck with your cramps. Remember, Jesus struggled. But anyway, so if I don't take those after days I've moved around.
Endure to the end.
Or days that I've been working, you know, at the farm. If I don't do that, I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night. Like last night, I forgot. And I woke up, and it's like somebody hit me in the calf with a pickaxe.
Oh,
and what's bad is when you're coming out of deep sleep with a calf cramp, you don't know what's happening to you.
Yeah.
And like Bubba said, you can't get your leg out from under the cover.
Mine's
trying to roll out.
Mine's usually pinned.
Yeah.
And you're trying all you can to get it, and you can't get it out, and it's cramped, so you can't. And you think, I'm going to die before I get this on the floor.
I can't
take much more of this.
There's a moment it has a hold of you. You think, does a bear have me?
Yeah. It's either I have a terrible cramp or a rattlesnake has gotten this bed and latched onto me.
I don't think a shark bite would be much worse.
No, it couldn't be much worse.
And all you think about, if it doesn't stop, I don't know that I can continue.
No, I'm about to scream bloody murder if I don't get some relief.
You know, because that's why, because I'm good for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Mr. Burgess. You know, young people pulling for you and stuff like that. So we had a guy, and he was a younger guy who tries to get into the older guy group, and he came in like a lot, he came in kind of heavy, but he's done great. He's lost a lot of weight. He looks fantastic. He really does a good job, and so he's kind of become part of the group. I mean, you know, like I speak to him, we know each other. So I start thinking, I can hack on him. Okay,
yeah.
Now I think he's one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So. And there's no greater way we show love than to hack on you.
Right.
But what happens when we hack on people? Sometimes there can be shrapnel.
Most definitely.
Innocent people get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize. I didn't need to do an open apology today. I tried to apologize yesterday, but I was so caught off guard by what I'd done. I don't think I did a very good job, frankly. I was trying to gather my senses. So sometimes because of COVID, they do some of the online workout, and then you spread out, and some people do this. So there's something called a movement class, meaning these people don't do weights or anything. They're just doing cardio only.
Spans class.
No, well, have I got the number for that one?
Yeah, well, I don't think you want any part of that one.
No. But, I thought you meant like old folks who can barely move.
And a lot of women, like, you know, who don't want to do weights and everything, they do the move class, okay? And now, unlike it used to be, there's an option to do the move class within the normal weight workout class if you want to.
Right.
You get a different person, and they take you off out in the field.
That's never good, take you off out in the field.
So he said to me, I noticed he was leaving the platform where we do the weight workout for that. I said, hey, man, what are you doing? He said, I got my shoulders bothering me. I'm just going to do the move class, okay? And, of course, I give him a little bit of, you know. Well, I look outside, and there's only five people and four of them are women, and then him in the middle of it.
Oh,
okay.
No. Oh, no.
So I stick my head out of where we're working out, and I just not thinking. Just not thinking. And I say, my gosh, that's the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
My gosh, Rick.
And I didn't realize that all the women think I'm talking about them. And I meant it like him looked like he was with the women.
My. Yeah.
So now
that's a good one, by the way.
And every female head turns around, and one woman is visibly upset. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm, and then I just get to rambling.
And it's course, hard to explain at that point.
I was told like he was the woman.
I didn't mean you.
Look at him. He's not an attractive woman. That's what I meant. That was not directed at you. I think there were three of them that thought he can't be talking about me, but one wasn't sure.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.